Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as the announcer guy said, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me this morning is one of the organizers of a very long-running event up in Vernon, in Vernon's Summer Days Carnival. It's about a week and change away. It's July 26th. Through the 29th up in Vernon. And joining this morning is one of the longtime organizers of the event. And we'll get into how the whole thing started, about 15 plus years ago. Steve Wakefield is said person. And joining me this morning, Steve, how are we doing? And how did this thing get started over 15 years ago?
Back in late 2006, 2007, the town put together a group of people to run the Vernon Rockville Bicentennial in 2008. And we ran events for the whole year of 2008 during the bicentennial. It was a really, really good year, good, successful volunteers and peoples, a lot of activities. It was fun. After we settled everything out and we're sitting in the Parks and Recs conference room, we got five of the core people sitting around the table and we're looking at each other. And a question arose, what do we do now? So, I mean, we're all there for the same reason. And all the people that were there then, except for one because he got hurt, are still around. The goal of the bicentennial was something for Vernon that people will like, something they can do.
Yep.
So one of the guys who's not here anymore, the one who got hurt, said, why don't we have a carnival? I mean, who walked into that room thinking we would have a carnival? But it grew, and there's this, you know, the rest is history. But we took the same five core people, took a shot in the dark, hired a carny, and we didn't lose money the first year. We set it up with three groups who would be all equal participants. Back then, it was the Parks and Rec, it was the Rotary Club, and it was the Maple Grove, private club in Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, the Rotary dropped out, became the Exchange Club. And then just this year, the Exchange Club, did their 15 years. They're gone. And we are now having the third group is a bunch of citizens in the Patricia Drive area in Vernon. We have 16 years. We make money every year, more every year as we go. And the beauty of it is the same thing that got our hearts beating when we did the bicentennial is, hey, we got something to look forward to in Vernon every summer.
Yep.
A carnival. And it's gone crazy ever since. And we get a lot of volunteers for the week, never mind during the year. But we get probably 50 or 60 people that come on board helping with shift changes and anything you can imagine. So awesome. It's a tremendous success. It's a tremendous success. And we average giving to charity every year somewhere $40,000 after everything. And we don't keep a dime. It all goes to either the Parks and Recs program for the underprivileged to be able to take care of summer camps, after school programs, et cetera, et cetera. The Parks and Rec director does a terrific job of running that operation.
So now, you know, if people, you know, they're wanting to come down, it's like you said, it's all for a great cause, the charities, the volunteers. You know, how has it been getting, you know, the vendors or the rides or other stuff like that heading into this year's?
That's really, we got the same carnival operation, which is Tufano. That's a T, Tufano Amusements out of Plainville the whole time. So that's a given. We get them every year. The core group, except for the people coming in because the Exchange Club has left, is the same. The advertising is handled by one of the women who's been on this thing forever. She does all our solicitations for anything that we sell at the carnival, which is basically signs and banners to hang on the rides. Getting the sponsors is really not as hard as it sounds. People in this group, our faces are known for the very essence of, hey, when's the carnival coming? So that, you know, it warms your heart because you know that we're doing it right.
That's
and
the,
we've been doing it so long.
You had to be doing it right. It's, you know, 15 plus years now that you guys have been doing this. So you got to be doing something right in my mind.
We haven't changed much since we got our, what would we call it? Our MO? Maybe sometime 6-7 years ago when we got really comfortable with what we were doing, made all our mistakes, and it's growing. The good thing is it's growing every year. When you look at the people count is consistent year by year by year, day by day during that week.
It is. It's during the week. It's July 26th through the 29th. Like, what made you guys decide to do this during the week? Was there a reason? Does it just work better, you found out? Or
the guy who owns the carnival says, "Shit, I don't work days." He says, the way we do this is we do three-day or four-day shows. And when you're done on Sunday night, I take down and take everything to the next site here in Connecticut, and I'm gone, and then I can start all over for the next week. He said he wouldn't be able to do it on that time basis and make the money he needs if he had the carnival during the day. And we would have a really difficult time getting volunteers if we tried to run it during the day.
So now, you know, the address is just listed, 95 Harford Turnpike in Vernon. If people aren't exactly familiar with the address, what is on that location normally?
It's a property that was called Connecticut Golfland, and it's being rebuilt now as the new Connecticut Golfland. It's going to be something fabulous. Rides all for kids, rides and you name it, a mini Sunnies.
The land that's on now, is that, I mean, if they're redoing that area, are you guys going to have to move, or is there an agreement that this is your land come this week in July every year?
Are you a Peter, Paul, and Mary fan? This is your land. We have a standing arrangement where the guy that owns the property, and he also owns the Rocking Horse Cafe in Hartford, and they're building a Rocking Horse Cafe on site right now, which should be open in about a month. But he has been very generous and very helpful with us. We're going to have to do some moving around, condensing possibly, we're not sure, because his layout calls for a two-deck go-kart track that would encroach upon maybe a 25 by 40 by 25 piece of land right in where our food court is. So not that we can't turn things around. You know, you got to
be flexible.
Seeing how these guys are giving us the property for free, we just keep saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Now, the food court, you know, people love going to things like this. It's, you know, especially during the week, my gosh, if you're looking for a day not to have to cook food one day during the 26th to the 29th of July, you got some food trucks, you got vendors, you know, every year, do you have, I know this is kind of like, you know, picking one of your favorite children, but is there one of those things where you're like, I can't wait till we have this carnival so I can get this food, or is it just all good food, by the way?
Really is good food. I mean, we're given the use of the Board of Education owns a food truck that they take around town primarily for the football games here. So we buy and cook our own food. We don't have to worry if there's horse meat in it. We know what we're buying, and we get all the food from Bogner's. Fried dough, for years and years and years, we've been getting from a source through the Exchange Club. This year, we've switched to a company out of North Haven. That's the good and the bad. The good is I'm not in control. The bad is I don't need as many people.
All the proceeds, it's going back to charity. All the workers, or not workers, if you will, but everyone that's helping out with this thing is all volunteers.
I think it's critical that people understand is that the money that we get, the people who receive it, A, never know where it came from, which is the way we want it. The kids that get to benefit from it at schools, I guess their parents will figure it out. They can find out if they're asked. But we also give a fair amount of money to two programs in Vernon Rockville that for underprivileged kids that and moms that are in serious, dire situations where they have to go to places like the Y or whatever. And those are the kind of places that don't get a lot of attention on the let's give them money charity list. Mm-hmm. But we do okay by them.
That's good.
So I mean, every dime.
You're doing this to give back. You know, that's why we want to get some more people to come. I'm going to say come through the gates, but it's free parking. Like, there's no crazy, you're not charging, you know, people $70 at the door to come in, ride the rides, you know, partake in the different things going on. Like, everything's going back right into your community, like right there in Vernon. It's not going somewhere else. You're helping families, you're helping children, you're helping sports teams. So, you know, the least we can do is, if someone's looking for something to do that week in July, the 26th through the 29th, it's a Wednesday through a Saturday, you can get out to 95 Hartford Turnpike in Vernon, and there's just something to do. It's nice summer weather. Get out there, you know, a little bit later in the day. The weather shouldn't be brutal, and we shouldn't be melting to the pavement out there. So, you know, if we can get a few more people through the gates, if you will, and partake and put a little money back into the community at Connecticut Golfland, that's all we're here to do, right?
The admission is free. There's no fee for parking. So it takes a certain kind of person. And you know, you go around the state or wherever, all the places you go, that many, many different kinds of people. This particular event has just attracted three handfuls of people that just want to help.
All you're doing is you're just helping. Like, that's one of the things I found really interesting about this. Everything goes back to charity. It's all volunteer run. Vernon's annual Summer Days Carnival, July 26th through the 29th. Get out to it. It's the Connecticut Golfland up in Vernon, Route 83, 95 Hartford Turnpike, Route 83 in Vernon. You know, you can follow him on Facebook, Vernon's annual Summer Days Carnival. And joining me this morning, Steve, the everything that needs to get done Wakefield at this event. And like I said, it takes a special kind of person to throw something like this. So I'm hoping we can get some more people out there. The weather's going to cooperate. I already got word from the weather guy. Bob Cox is going to make that happen. But plan on it. Get out there. You don't have to cook dinner one of those nights. Go partake in some fried dough and just have a great time, because there's things like this all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.